Time now for some business news. On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace. Now that gay marriage is legal in the state of Massachusetts, some well-known companies are cutting domestic partner benefits for same-sex couples if they don't get married. Companies in the state are split over the issue. Many other big-name employers are keeping the benefits. And yet other employers won't recognize gay marriages at all. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Winning the right to marry is costing some unmarried gay couples their health insurance.
We're just looking to provide consistent benefits to both same-sex partners and opposite-sex partners.
Steve Beckner is a spokesman for Raytheon, which employs 11,000 people in Massachusetts. Raytheon only offers domestic partner benefits to gay couples. Many companies now offer such benefits if a couple signs an affidavit or provides other documentation as proof of their committed relationship. But now that gay couples can get married, Beckner says they now have more access to benefits at Raytheon than straight couples.
If I lived with my girlfriend, those benefits would be unavailable to her unless we chose to get married. In this case, those same-sex domestic partners now have that option to get married.
So Beckner says, as of January 1st, Raytheon will cut benefits for the unmarried domestic partners of employees. Some other major organizations are doing the same thing, including IBM, Staples, and Northeastern University. But some gay employees have been telling their company's benefits departments that that's unfair. Peggy Malumphy is director of benefits at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, which has about 3,000 employees.
Not everything is as black and white as it seems.
Dana-Farber, along with several other major Boston hospitals, was also planning to end domestic partner benefits. But Malumphy says some gay and lesbian employees started explaining to her some pretty compelling reasons why they couldn't get married.
One of the conversations that I had was someone here who was in the middle of an international adoption, and he came in to explain very passionately his situation. This was years of trying to get this adoption, and if he were to get married, it would put the brakes on everything.
It turns out there is a kind of a don't ask, don't tell situation with many international adoption groups who officially refuse their services to gay couples. So if a gay couple gets married, the cat's out of the bag there. And after hearing from employees, Dana-Farber reversed its decision. It is now extending domestic partner benefits to both same-sex and heterosexual couples. But at least a few other major firms, gay couples are not getting any benefits whatsoever, even if they get married. Michelle Granda is a staff attorney with Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders, or GLAAD.
We definitely think this is a problem.
Granda explains that some large companies that are self-insured are regulated under federal law and are citing that as a reason for not offering benefits. General Dynamics does not offer any form of domestic partner benefits, and it's not offering benefits to married gay couples either. The company declined an interview, but in a statement said that its benefits plan is federally regulated and that the company uses the definition of marriage established in the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act. But Michelle Granda says companies don't have to use that definition.
It's the employer's own choice here whether to provide the benefit. Federal law doesn't prevent employers from doing the right thing.
Many legal experts say that companies can make the choice of whether or not to provide health benefits to married gay couples, the same way they can choose whether or not to offer domestic partnership benefits. And many companies in the state will continue to offer benefits to gay couples in one form or another. Chris Arnold, NPR News.